Dean Lester is with us to preview. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nards.
That's good to
turn
hear.
Turn the mic on.
That does help.
Yeah.
What do you make of today?
Look, I think there's not a lot of value, but hopefully plenty of winners to be had, because they look like races are fairly thin for winning chances.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the meeting then, and starting off race number one, and this is a maiden over the 1875. We've got number two, Bud Fox, at six, 550 Calcutta, 480 Croatian, 250 for Entourage, and then you've got Freets, who's at $4.40.
Looks the right race for Entourage. Both runs have been encouraging, well drawn here over the 1875. To beat Calcutta, again, one that's building its form, the McAvoy-Curry combination going along very well. Eight Freets had trialled all right before its first up run and ran quite well at Cranbourne, can get into the money again. And maybe five Croatian now with the Pat Cannon stable next best. But Entourage does look very hard to beat. 7, 3, 8, and 5.
So 7, 3, 8, 5, race one. Race two, maiden, 1469. Takeout runners 1, 4, and 9. We've got number five, Toff Love, at 480. The six, Anankova's, at 750. Red Jewel Girl is at $1.65. And Dolly Mixture at $3.90.
She's had a lot of tries, Red Jewel Girl, so the $1.65 is no luxury for a horse that's had nine starts and hasn't won a race, but she has been the money seven times. She's found the right race. Hopefully today's the day for her to beat 10 Dolly Mixture, who's likewise running some good races without winning. I've got her as the main danger. Toff Love was okay in its placing first up, and maybe Anankova next best. But I think the 8 and 10 are the key runners, as the market probably suggests, and put them in that order. 8, 10, 5 and 6.
So we go 8 from 10, 5 and 6. In that event. We go over to the next race, number three today at Kyneton, and this is a three-year-old filly's maiden over the 11-12, and in this race there are no scratchings. We've got number seven, Sweet Deceit, at 3.30, Swell Girl at $4, Uptown Lola at $8, down to Virage, who's at $5.50.
I'm going to go with Swirl Girl. I think she's been running well. Her all of her runs this time in have been encouraging, and I think she's well placed here. Interesting first starter in number 10, Virage. She trialled well at Mornington recently in a jump out. Jamie Carr looked to ride her there, and I thought she trialled well from an inside draw. She'll run well here. 11, Woolsthorpe Rain, I thought trialled quite well at Ballarat recently, resumes here. Seems big odds in the early markets. And 5, Riders Mischief next best. 8, 10, 11 and 5.
So we go 8 from 10, 11 and 5 in race 3. Race 4, this is a maiden over the 12-12, and here you can take out runners 3 and also the 11. We've got number 7, Braddock, at 3.40, $1.90 for Testifier, 5.50 for Fee Style.
Yeah, well, Testifier went to the jump outs at Werribee recently and ran behind Sunlight in the fastest jump out of the morning, finished ahead of the likes of Furyk and a couple of others that raced well on Saturday, so for two being another one of those. So it was a really good trial for what looks a fairly average maiden. You would think the Testifier should be able to make a winning debut for Team Hawks here to beat 7. Braddock, whose first up run had merit, will be fitter for that run. 13 Fee Styles been placed at all three runs to date, just has to overcome the outside draw here and maybe 2 Clever George next best. But he has had 13 goes, been the money 9 times next best. But I think 10 can make a winning debut. No, it's 10, 7, 13 and 2.
10, 7, 13 and 2. We go to race 5. Fillies and Mares Class 1. You can take out 3 and 8. Well, we've got number 4, Zabreeze, at 3.70, 5.50 for Last Vein, $4 Sonic Deed. Lady Day is at $2.80.
Yeah, I thought that Zabreeze was a really good winner first up at Yarra Valley. Was just never going to lose. It was just a matter of time when she was let go and won well. I think can make the natural progression here. To beat 6, Sonic Deed, I like back to 1,200. I think this is a very suitable option as the main danger. 5, Last Vein, was placed first up, will be fitter. Now in the Archie Alexander stable, and 1, Miss Millennius next best. But I do think Zabreeze looks very hard to beat. 4, 6, 5 and 1.
4 from 6, 5 and 1. We go over to race 6. And in this race, we've got number 2, Vizeo, at 4. Gasworks at $2. 5.50 for Captain Harry.
Yeah, he looks the one to beat, Gasworks, on his home track. He's going very well. He's 2 wins, 2 placings at his past 4. And just back in trip suits, I think he'd be really hard to beat from 2, Vizeo. Be better over further, but certainly could be competitive here first up. 6, Captain Harry, now with Mitch Friedman fitter for the first up runner. Maybe Hey Handsome next best, but this looks a stronger race and he's well up in the weights. I think Gasworks the one to beat. 3, 2, 6, 1.
3, 2, 6, 1. Then to race 7, take out 5, 6, 8 and the 9. We've got number 1, Tonteria at 5, 550 Mint on Mosley. The Mailman's at 5, down to Contilla at 360. 9 for Conspicuous Maid, and then you're looking at Effortless Opera, who's at 420.
Yeah, an interesting race. I'm going here with number 3, The Mailman. First up from a spell. His form last time in was a little bit mixed, but I think he's well placed first up to run well. The beat 7, Contilla. So on its past two and stays in this 58 grade, so it's been well placed by Luke Oliver. 2, Mint on Mosley, been around the mark of late, just doesn't win very often. And 12, Effortless Opera, whose three runs in have been okay and gets a claim for Jess Eaton, does sneak down in the weights a bit, but I would have thought the most open race of the day. 3, 7, 2, and 12.
3 from 7, 2, and 12 in that event, race number 7. And then we go over to the last race, 8, and this is over 1875. Take out 3, 13, 16, and 17. We've got number 4, Shooting the Mob at 320. Imperial Edition at 6, $6 for Criminologist. And then you're down to Franquin, who is at 5.
Going with Shooting the Mob, this horse has come back to racing in good form for Simon Morrish and looks well placed to break through today to beat 5, Imperial Edition, who is now with the Elton Zara team off a reasonable first-up run. 8, Criminologist from Barrier 1 gets a cheap run. And 10, Set with Jules now with Mitch Friedman might be next best with the claim for Jess Eaton. But, yeah, fairly even finish the program. 4, 5, 8 and 10.
So we go 4 from 5, 8 and 10 are the last. And what's your best, Ruffy Quaddy, and your play of the day?
I think the first starter in race 4 is the best. Nards, race 4, number 10, Testifier. The best value wasn't my top tip, but I think race 3, number 11, Woolsthorpe Rain is over the odds. Race 3, number 11. Quaddy, first leg 4, 5, 6. Second leg 2, 3, 6. Third leg 1, 2, 3, 7 and 12. Come home on 4, 5, 8 and 10. And the play of the day for me is the running double of races 4 and 5. In the first leg, 10, Testifier. In the second leg, numbers 4, Zabreeze and 6, Sonic Deed.
Wonderful, Dean. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you, Nadia.
There's Dean Lester with his look at the meeting today from Kyneton.